trends usually are an analysis of two or more data points. Now that we're in week two, I can finally do some actual trend analysis. We saw some player injuries, some players return from injuries, and some interesting stat outliers that I will mention at the very start of this episode. I am Evan Ronda, the host of the IDP Game Theory Podcast, contributor for the IDP Show, the IDP After Show, and for footballguys.com. Without any further ado, let's go ahead and jump right into our first trend. The New York Jets have played 62 more defensive snaps than the Buffalo Bills through 2 weeks. Keep in mind that the average number of snaps a defense will play in a game is about 59. This means that there is a difference of an entire game's worth of snaps between these two defenses. Expect some regression to the mean for both of these teams. In fact, the top four teams so far in defensive snaps are the Jets, Packers, Colts, and Dolphins. Every player on these teams has scored an above-expectation amount of points relative to how many they might in a typical game. The opposite can be said for the Bills, Rams, Buccaneers, and Cowboys. If you want to see this entire list, check out my Twitter or X at IDPEvan, and I'll go ahead and share the graphic after I upload this episode. The Chicago Bears' defensive line is the least productive in the league through 2 weeks. They have generated only 29 pressures and one sack. While they have faced two of the better offensive lines in the league, in the Packers and the Buccaneers, this is still telling for fantasy football. A poor pass rush means that all players on the defensive line are getting a piece of a smaller pie. Managers should be hesitant to start any members of this position group unless this trend turns around positively. Edge Chase Young is back for Washington. Young played 71% of defensive snaps and earned a 23% pressure rate. After much skepticism surrounding his health and ability to perform at an NFL level, Young showed out in his first game back from injury. This strong performance needs to be appreciated within the context of the game, however. The Commanders pressured Russell Wilson 37 times for 8 sacks, so everybody was getting to the quarterback. That being said, Young can be a starting option in moderately deep leagues. Houston linebacker Henry To'o outsnapped Christian Harris for the first time in Week 2. To'o played 80% of snaps and earned a 15% tackle efficiency, while his former Alabama teammate played only 39% of snaps and made only a single tackle. This now marks 2 weeks in a row where Harris has seen a decreased snap share, and managers should consider moving on from him in shallower leagues. If this trend continues, To'o can be considered a starting option in moderately deep leagues. Indianapolis linebacker EJ Speed has increased in snap share from week 1 to week 2. Conversely, teammate Shaquille Leonard has decreased in snap share from 86% to 71% of defensive snaps. Speed has increased from 41% to 54% of snaps and has a solid 15% tackle efficiency through 2 weeks. It's too soon to make lasting predictions about their usage going forward, but if this trend continues, Speed should be a linebacker to have behind Zaire Franklin. In any case, he needs to be rostered in most league formats. Nicholas Morrow is the linebacker replacement for N'Kobe Dean in Philadelphia. Last week, I mentioned that N'Kobe Dean would miss a month, and his replacement options would likely be Christian Ellis or Rashawn Evans. I completely missed Morrow. Thankfully, he didn't have a massive game, only putting up 3 tackles on 95% of defensive snaps for a tackle efficiency of 5%. That will certainly regress positively. So if he is still available in your league, consider adding him as a depth option in moderately deep leagues. Miami linebacker David Long saw an increased role in Week 2. Long only saw 21% of defensive snaps in Week 1, but jumped up to 84% in Week 2. Teammate Andrew Van Ginkel originally played off-ball linebacker above him, but this week, Van Ginkel moved to the defensive line, allowing Long to inherit that role. It's too soon to say whether or not this trend will continue, but if anyone dropped Long in your league, consider adding him to see what his Week 3 usage looks like. Arizona safety Buda Baker was placed on injured reserve. His replacement was Andre Sauchere, who played 93% of snaps, with 30% of them in the sweet spot. He will only be a starting option in the deepest of leagues. The player with the most to gain from this move continues to be safety Kayvon Wallace, who played 93% of his snaps in the sweet spot. He needs to be rostered everywhere. Safety Eddie Jackson exited the Bears game with a foot injury. He is currently day-to-day, but in his absence, Elijah Hicks filled in at free safety. He earned 5 tackles at a 9% rate, which was about expectation considering his usage. He can be a short-term rental at defensive back in deep leagues. Both of Houston's starting safeties missed Week 2. Jalen Petrie and Jimmy Ward are both dealing with injuries, and filling in for them was MJ Stewart and Eric Murray. Murray suffered a concussion only 9 snaps into the game and was replaced by a rotation of DeAndre Houston Carson and Grayland Arnold. Managers should not be rushing to the waiver wire to add any of these players. If there was one defensive back to add from Houston, it would be cornerback Tavier Thomas, who played 74% of snaps and earned a 14% tackle efficiency. He has consistently strong usage for 2 weeks and can be a reliable starter in cornerback-required leagues. That's it for this week's episode of the IDP Game Theory Podcast. Make sure that you check out the IDP Show podcast feed on Wednesday, where me and my best friend Jake Colhagen will be doing the Week 3 preview pod. If you listened last week, you already know about some of the players that we hit on going into the week, and you don't want to miss this chance to get ahead of your league mates. So make sure you go check out the IDP Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you so much for listening. I will catch you guys on the next episode, but until then, peace out.